This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The job market in this country is the tightest it's been in years. Decades, actually, which means that companies looking to hire have to do one of two things. Ideally, they do both of them, actually, yes, but one thing is pay more. The other is to start looking more broadly for qualified people, in particular, people who've historically had trouble getting into the job market. A lot of people in the transgender community say they have been denied jobs or promotions because of their gender identity, but there are some signs things are getting better. From the Marketplace Hub at IdeaStream in Cleveland, Adrian Ma reports on businesses reaching out to the trans community.
On a recent Saturday, Cleveland's Metro Health Hospital is holding a job fair in a big hall with an atrium. And as you'd expect, there are people in suits, shaking hands, exchanging business cards. There are about 25 companies and some big names, like Starbucks, PNC Bank, and Progressive Insurance. I asked job seeker Nicolette Baldwin how many of them she's spoken to so far.
Almost everybody.
Almost everybody. Wow, okay.
I told you I'm a social butterfly.
And she has a tote bag stuffed with free corporate tchotchkes to prove it. You have so much swag.
I know, right?
What makes this event different than most, though, is it's geared specifically towards transgender job seekers like her. MetroHealth started hosting the annual event a few years ago, and organizers say each time the number of companies keeps growing. The first year, there were only 8. One company that's here for a second time is a software maker called Highland.
From executives all the way down to individual contributors, we have some pretty high hiring targets for this year.
Lisa Jackman works in HR for Highland, and she says the company's hoping to recruit some folks that normally might not apply.
At the end of the day, we don't believe that we're seeing a diverse enough candidate pool that we know is out there, so it is incumbent on us to really go search for it.
Now, anyone looking for a job is welcome here, but the event was advertised on flyers and social media as a transgender job fair. Nicolette Baldwin says it's refreshing because she's had some bad job search experiences, like the time she interviewed for a position selling makeup at a mall. At first, she thought the interview was going well, but suddenly, the woman asking questions stood up.
She's like, "One moment, please." And she walked out of the room.
And the walls of the room are glass, so Baldwin sees the woman walk over to her coworkers.
And they're looking right into the room, laughing, as soon as they see me. It's like I'm in a fish aquarium. You know, let's go look at the exotic fish in the room.
Advocates say hiring discrimination against trans job seekers is a big problem. But there's also evidence the private sector is opening up to the trans community. In 2012, the LGBT advocacy group, the Human Rights Campaign, did a survey of Fortune 500 companies, and it found only half had policies against gender identity discrimination. Today, the number is nearly 85%.
They look at transgender inclusion not only as the right thing to do, but as a smart business decision.
Beck Bailey is with the Human Rights Campaign. He says a majority of Fortune 500s also offer health plans that cover things like sex reassignment surgery or hormone therapy, which is a huge change from the early 2000s when those kind of corporate policies were mostly non-existent. He says companies are trying to send a signal
to potential recruits, to their current employees, to consumers, to investors. And all of this is especially important in today's highly competitive landscape.
But navigating the workplace as a trans person can still be risky. Employment laws in most states don't explicitly bar discrimination based on gender identity. And basic things like whether to tell your employer you're trans can be tricky. Jillian Weiss is an attorney in New York.
You know, if you bring it up too early, it's kind of weird. It's like this kind of personal thing that doesn't have anything to do with your work. But on the other hand, you know, what happens if they do a background check and they see different names? Then they're kind of wondering, well, who is this person?
Weiss says she hopes these kinds of employment questions will become easier to navigate over time. As for the folks who attended the job fair at Metro Hospital, organizers say at least 4 people have already gotten offers. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.